Okay, you ready? Yep. Wait, that was like a recent.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, my bad. Okay, mic check, 312-212, whatever it is. Thank God the audio is working this time, man. Listen, people, what's going on? I am your host, Meech. We on episode 6 of Lit Talk Podcast.
Seven?
I said 6?
Yes, sir.
My bad.
God damn, we was having too much fun last time.
Right, we was, though. Listen, though, it's only me and Danny today, man. Danny, what's going on, though?
Pitching me rolling. Hey, so yeah, you know, I'm hanging out. I'm excited.
You know, we here.
I'm almost a Tesla dealer.
Almost a Tesla guy.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, today we don't have Sam with us. You know what I'm saying? Sam, hey, whenever you're seeing this, we got you. We're going to hold it down for you, coach. You think I'm Sam? But we here. We here, episode 7. We got Cliff in the building, man. Shout out to Cliff in the building. He here. You think I'm saying? Joseph here in the building.
BTS real live.
Right? We want to hop on. Well, shout out to Humano. Shout out to Humano. We are drinking the Humano right now. What was this right here today?
We drinking a Añejo today.
Añejo. That'd be kind of strong, though. I need more chase, though. I ain't going to hold you.
Nah, we ain't chasing this. We had a honest review today.
Mm.
He said only if it burnt his throat a little bit, though. Pause.
He said a 7.5?
Yeah, 7.5.
7.5.
Because it ain't burned his throat.
Yeah, that's diabolical right there, coach. But listen, though, we here today. A lot been going on. I ain't gonna hold you. A lot been going on right now. We've been gone for a while. We just came back from a Houston trip.
Yeah. Y'all left me. But it's all good, though. It's all
good. You know what I'm saying? Came back from a Houston trip. But, you know, niggas had a good time. I ain't gonna lie with you. Shout out to Houston one time. But I do want to talk about this real quick. We just gonna cut straight to it. Of course, I don't want to hop on the whole wave of the whole B. Simone thing. I know you on it, right? Like, you know about the whole B. Simone and her best friend thing on the
yeah,
pod?
Yeah.
Right? So I'm not finna get on the whole Bloomingdale's and H&M crap, whatever it is. I think more so I want to hop on this, like, the whole principle of friendship. You dig what I'm saying? Because she looked like a terrible-ass best friend. Live!
I don't too much care for her anyway, though.
No, I already know. I mean,
she just do too much.
She do, yo, every time she do something.
The first thing that really threw me off, she was acting like a hurt hoe. Like, she had every bad thing to say about a man.
Yeah, in the beginning. Yes, when she first came out.
So it's just like,
yeah,
she's ignorant to me.
Very ignorant. You ain't lying, though. You ain't lying. She was saying that she don't want a 9-to-5 guy.
That's what I was just about to take that. She blew me when she said that, because she making it easy. She think for her fan base that she gonna have that same conversation. Oh, B. Simone don't like 9-to-5 guys. Why should I look up to her?
She kind of messed up for like the whole females.
Maybe you can't
like
get
that.
You struck gold when Nick Cannon called you.
Mm.
So that's when you really made your debut. But if it wasn't for that, bitch, what would you be?
No, that's true, though.
Excuse my language, you're a sister, but at the end of the day, you one of those arrogant, weird.
And she do be bashing the black man too, though.
She stay bashing black men.
But yeah, if it was all the way around, we get...
Oh, we crucify.
What?
Put us on a cross and shoot us one time in the head. One to the dome.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I remember the last time they got on her about when she was at church. I think she was preaching or some shit like that. And she had the coat with the booty, like, with the booty shorts on.
Listen,
like,
she knows no better.
She's terrible,
about
bro.
Ignorant as everything that come out of her mouth.
Terrible. She terrible. I don't like it. Because, to get on it, like, the whole... For me, when I said the whole principle of friendship, though, is about... If you my dog, right? And, you know, I got Joseph here. We got Cliff here. If you my dog, right? And I feel like it's just weird. I think females do this, though. I don't know. But I'm going to get on that, though. But if you my dog, and you tell me, you call me, and you tell me something good that you've been working on for quite some time, me knowing me, oh, yeah, we're going
to
celebrate.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I'm not going
to
be like, hey, I'm going to call you back. And then I'm going to call you back 5-10 minutes later, realize, like, oh, shoot. You know what? And that boy Danny just told me he just got some good news with Whoop. Nah, we gonna celebrate. You feel what I'm saying? We gonna have a good time. Or even that. Yo, I'm down. I'm down bad. I'm burnt. You feel what I'm saying? I need, you know, X, Y, and Z. You know what I'm saying? I need some money a little bit. I'm gonna give it to you. But I feel like when it comes down to females, and of course it would have been cool if we had a female co-host too. But I feel like, and I've been seeing this online, like like kind of consistent. When it comes down to females, dog, it's like they have an enviness against each other. You think I'm saying? Like, well, you got this whole beast and mole thing. I think a couple weeks ago, I seen on TikTok how a chick was spazzing on her friend because she looked better on her own birthday.
I seen.
You know what I'm saying? It's like weird. It's like, what is it? It's
like, Richie, you trying to challenge me? You trying to...
I think it's self-hatred a little bit, though. You feel what I'm saying? Like, why are you hating on your sister? Like, this, I thought that's your... If you label her as your best friend, your friend, whatever it is, why when it's time for her to, you know, she, you know, got up... I'm not going to say up one on you or whatever, but, like, why do you want to challenge that, though? You think I'm saying?
So I see it as this. You know... As boys, we supposed to, well, if I'm up, you up.
For sure, yeah, yeah.
But I think with women and that friendship, and it's just speculation in my opinion, I'm entitled to, women don't have that same type of loyalty towards each other. Like, it's always, I want to look better than you. I'm going to make sure you ain't got what I ain't got.
True.
So it's always a competition.
Always a competition, yep. Always a competition.
And it's bad because it's majority only in our culture.
The sisters. God damn. Yeah, that shit's weird to me, bro.
And in our culture, what they say, crabs in a bucket.
Yeah.
Always pulling somebody down. And it's worse because now it's the sisters getting to each other.
Oh, yeah. Especially now that, you know, they got the camera in their face now and stuff like
everybody
that.
Everybody content creating now is like, okay, I'm going to make sure I outdo her.
Yeah,
compete. Sure. You competing. We both content creators.
Yeah,
but we competing against each other instead of, hey, well, I'm gonna get on your shit. You gonna get on mine, and we gonna blow.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think the ladies think about that. Like, I don't think they.
They not.
No.
It's who getting their lace shit done first. Why you look better than me? Your eyebrows too long. Your eyelashes long. Your.
It's crazy.
They always trying to critique something within their homegirl and put them down instead of say, yo, we gonna eat together.
Yeah, yeah. That's so. It's terrible, you know, though, man. But that be
Simone is a motherfucker.
But I feel sorry for the best friend, too, though. You feel what I'm saying? Because, you know, this is the part that I didn't like about the interview, too, though. Because it's a thin line when you involve God into certain things. Like, okay, cool. You're going through your struggle. I get it. And you said, and she verbatim, you said, like, you know what? I've seen you give money to other people while I was struggling and stuff like that. But God told me, you know what I'm saying, to stay down, and God got me. Well, God just showed you that B. Simone is not your homegirl.
She's not God, though.
That part.
She's not God.
You know what I'm saying? Like, God just showed you, like, the person that you thought that was supposed to be close to you or next to you, whatever, and is the quality just showed, dog. Like, you can't tell me I'm out here, what it is, late on something.
I think after that, I ain't gonna lie. She just should have said, you know what? You're right.
Well, I hope she read the comments. I hope she see the
tabloids. It's too many to read.
It is too many to read. But guess what? All comments are saying the same thing. It's like, yo, why is you friends with this lady right here, though, man?
B. Simone need to be in a box by herself. Because her way of thinking, her way of acting.
It's terrible, bro.
Terrible.
Terrible. I don't like it. I don't really. Like, she just showed, like, on that podcast. And I'm surprised she ain't got no PR, you know what I'm saying, in the back, or homegirls in the back saying, like, you're not going to put this out.
She weird, bro. Nobody wants to help her. At first, and I'm going to tell you, before she started dude bashing,
yeah,
I'm like, oh, yeah, this motherfucker, yeah, she's straight.
Duh.
When she started dude bashing.
When she started, yeah.
And then you really don't have loyalty. I don't think they teach, they need to start, they need to be a curriculum in school. How to be loyal.
Loyalty?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna ask you a question. Why do, and it's not only just females, I think guys too, why do just people put each other onto like a loyalty test? Like, why you gotta test my loyalty? Like, I thought we, you know, if you my dog, why are you trying to put me through a loyalty test? Nigga do that too, though. But a lot of guys
you got
do that
me
shit.
With that one. But I'm gonna say this, though.
Mm.
A lot of dudes wanna see you fall. So I got to make sure we in the same boat, because at the end of the day, if you my dog for real, you're going to be loyal to what's loyal to you. You feel me? If I eat, you eat.
Yeah.
If I'm down, hey, bro, I need whoop-de-woo like you said. But at the end of the day, you got to see who for you and who not, so you can get rid of the ass ASAP.
So, but in the sense of, well, I don't want to say like in a test wise, but like, how do you like know that? Like, how do you know, like, you know what, this person right here, you know what? He's down for the cause or whatever I got going on.
Person body language tell you everything.
Body language do.
When you celebrating your success and they like, yeah.
Ooh. Everybody up screaming, clapping for you. Meanwhile, nigga just sitting down.
Looking at you crazy. So it's always, people will always show you they not there for you when you celebrate.
No,
but
for sure.
At the end of the day, you know you celebrating because we all going to celebrate together.
Yeah.
Because if I eat, you eat. If whatever I get, you get. And we're going to move like that. And then when you find those disloyal people, you kind of want to like slowly, hey, bro, I ain't going to lie. You can't come around me today.
Yeah, I cut them off though, man.
The energy going to tell you everything you need to know.
No, that's true though. That's true. Yeah, I don't really have to put a test out there. You know what I'm saying?
It ain't a test, but... Once you celebrate and you just look at a person's body language, and that's going to tell you everything.
Oh, no, for sure. For sure. So I agree.
I wouldn't even call it a test. Because it's always going to be something they're going to do to show you.
Always.
That they're not really here for you. They're here for what they can get out of you.
But I think a lot of people like fail on that because they don't realize it, though. They don't realize it until it's too late. Until the person already used you. You know what I'm saying? They got what they wanted.
A person always going to try to show you that they here for you, they rocking with you. Yeah, but once you catch it, yeah, I'm my mind.
Nah, you're lying.
All right, bro, I'll holler at you. Ain't no, hey, that phone call, boy, you going to text me. And I ain't putting you on block. I'm going to let you call me.
Yeah.
You just going to see your shit ain't getting answered.
That's, yeah, you ain't lying, though. Shoot, you ain't lying about that.
I'm going to have a special voicemail.
Niggas still do voicemails like that?
I don't know, but them niggas going to get that special voicemail. Because I don't want that fake shit around me.
Nah, for sure.
Dog. Energy is a lot, and you could that shit take a toll when you your disloyal homeboys like
yeah.
You want to please them and all that shit, man. Fuck you.
Nah, man. Yeah, a lot of niggas got the game fucked up, bro.
They supposed to be your fans. They your enemy.
Quick too though, boy.
So
for no reason though, for no reason at all, bro.
Nah, cause you doing something with yourself, and damn, boy, Meech got where I want to always be at. Yeah, so...
And niggas would tell you, though, like, they were like, damn, bro, like, you know, oh, I see you do your thing, but...
In reality...
Yeah.
Nigga,
yeah.
Fall off. I'm waiting to celebrate your failures.
Nah, for sure. For sure.
That's B. Simone, though. She was waiting. She always ready to celebrate a friend's failure. And that's fucked up in our society.
It is fucked up, though. So, let's hop on. Let's speak about friendship, right? You know... We just came from Houston, like I said, you know. Houston,
bro, why you keep bragging about that shit, bro?
I ain't bragging.
Damn, I couldn't get a day off, goddammit. Shit. Shit.
You couldn't go nowhere anyways.
I'm about to walk the fuck out.
Listen, though. We was in Houston, and, you know, we having guy talk, and we had a conversation about having, having female friends, right? But these certain female friends is somebody that you've been associated with since in the past, like an ex-girlfriend or XYZ, whatever. Now, let me ask you a question, though. Because in post-production, he said he want to talk about it, but fuck it. You know, rip it. Right? And do you believe, and I'm going to answer it too, do you believe that your ex, you know, ex-girlfriends or whatever the case may be, do you believe that you should remain friends, and in the sense of friends, do you believe you should continue to go out with them, talk to them daily? I mean, on the phone, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I need something.
Hold up. Whoop, whoop. So with that being said, is it including your kid's mom and shit like that, or just an ex?
No. Okay, no kid's mom.
Okay, because I often say shit. I'm on a regular talking about my son's mom.
No.
That's
my
homie.
Yeah. X that out.
Okay.
X that out.
I was just trying to clarify.
You know what? To add a little more context, an ex-girlfriend that tried you dirty, did you dirty, but all of a sudden, y'all come back together and everything's fine. But y'all on that type of tip, like on that level, meaning that y'all cool, y'all talk to each other, y'all actually go out for lunch, X, Y, Z, you know what I'm saying? Are you cool with that?
And I got a chick now, I'm a bachelor.
Let's say you're a bachelor.
Yeah, I hang out with you all day.
All day?
All day. I have nobody I'm committed to. Now, if I was committed to somebody, I ain't fucking
even though she tried you?
I've been tried worse than whatever she thought she ever did.
Like what?
Like how you say you get, I've been kicked out of places better. Man, you could kick me out of motherfucking sushi sake. You kick me out of motherfucking wherever you want to. I've been kicked out of places better.
Move.
So therefore, I'm going to say, yeah, I hang with you, but I'm a.
What you going to do?
I'm going to just keep my distance in the way. I'm going to feed you with a longer spoon.
Man, I ain't feeding them shit, bro.
No, I'm going to fuck with you.
Yeah.
But when you go out, you going to pay for your own way and I'm going to pay for mine. We all going to get a separate chat.
Yeah, my ex.
I ain't fucking with you like that.
I ain't.
We going to hang out. We going to kick it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but other than that, poof, son of a bitch.
Nah, for me, I ain't cool with my ex-girl. Well, I'm not going to say cool, but I don't associate myself with my ex-girlfriends.
I'm going to say this. So I'm going to ask you a question. So boom, we hanging out. You see one of your exes come past you. Now she see you vibing. You got bottles on the table. Mm-hmm. She come over to try to kick the ooh with you. What you doing?
Nah, okay, hold on. So the question like you asked me a couple minutes ago, am I a bachelor or am I taken?
Go both.
Bachelor, so the bachelor way. So okay, let's say, you say what again? She come through.
She see us out.
Yeah.
Hey, Meech, boy, who that is? Oh, that's my ex from Whoopty Whoop Woo.
Yeah.
What you doing? Because she here. She posted. Now she drinking off the bottle. She come get her own cup of own ice and grab the bottle. I'm like, yo.
Hold on. Time out. Yeah, put the bottle down.
Oh, okay. So you're going to stop him from picking up the bottle?
No. In that type of setting, I mean, we vibing. You know, I'm not the type of person to kill a vibe, though. I ain't going to lie with y'all.
But that's your ex.
That is my ex.
She did you dirty.
She did me dirty. I ain't going to
So
you're going
to let her come pick up the bottle and pour it? She did you dirty. So you're going to really let your ex that did you dirty.
Oh, man.
Come pick up the bottle.
For me, I'm going to fire that question up. Yo, what you doing here? I ain't going to hold you. What you doing here, though? I might embarrass you. What you doing here, though? What you doing? Man, drop the bottle. What you doing here?
I think this nigga got a PR stunt.
No,
he got a piece of this.
I'm dead ass.
Want me to tell you one thing about you, though?
What's
on
that?
Some real shit?
Talk to me.
You don't never let a tell a bitch to put down a bottle. You gonna let a bitch free for all this shit right here. You feel me? So I know you with the cap.
But I'm just saying, though, in that setting, though, like, okay, going back to what I was gonna say. In that setting, we vibing. I'm not here to kill the vibe, though. Okay, cool. Yeah, yeah, boy, this is my ex, whatever. I mean, they gonna know who that is, of course. But, man, yeah, go ahead. You want to drink? Go ahead. How you doing? Everything straight? Woo-woo. Now, anything outside from that, outside of club, I'm not really going
to. So you gonna let her come sit down in the section?
Nah, she ain't gonna be sitting down in the section.
You ain't trying to fuck up the vibe.
Now, the question is, why you doing that? Why you doing too much now?
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you trying to come in.
Because I ain't gonna lie. Women nowadays, I'm gonna put in this aspect, the younger generation of women, I feel like they are out for whatever they can get. So if they come in and see you, try to bait you up to get a free drink, they try to bait you up to get a meal.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, bitch, what you doing bad? Let me give you a few dollars. I don't wanna see you doing bad because you over here doing everything. But saying, what's up? You coming over here. Well, let me get a drink. Baby, let me feed you because you like you real poor right now. So I'm always look out for my ex if I know they doing bad because be some old friend. God told me to.
God told you to, but you feel like that person gonna return that favor?
I don't look forward to it.
Oh, okay.
You doing bad right now because you coming over here to drink my drink.
Yeah.
I order 50 wings. You eating the wings.
You hungry.
For 50 cents a day, baby, I can feed you. 50 cents a day, I can feed you.
You sound like them commercials.
but in reality, I don't hold grudges and I don't hold hatred. You feel me? So
same here though. I mean,
even if I was with my girl, hey, this X, Y, and Z, my girl gonna be mad as shit.
She is gonna be mad now.
But I'm gonna introduce you to yo, this her.
But don't she feel like she should already know who that is?
I don't talk about exes, bro. In my new relationship, I don't talk about the old shit because that's the past. I canceled that bitch like Lino Brown.
But I'm saying though, but in order for you to move on, you gotta bring something from the past. You gotta bring at least something from the past.
No, sir.
You don't think so?
No, sir. No. I would never recreate my past into my future.
Okay, recreate, that's a different term.
But that's bringing that shit back. Mm-hmm. You creating the bullshit that happened in your past with the last shit into the new situation.
Sometimes you don't have to say it. Sometimes your actions alone, like subconsciously, you may bring some shit from the past and you don't want to know it until somebody points it out.
So that's trauma from your past that you bring into your future.
So hold on, let's talk about this trauma thing real quick.
I ain't gonna lie, though. Hey, shout out to the merch, LCP. Shout out to the merch.
I'm not gonna hold y'all. I'm not getting tired with the word trauma. And I get it, like last part, and we got to talk about that too. The last part, like the whole trauma thing. I get it, but that's like. Yo, it's certain things we don't have to call trauma. Like, yo, certain things you might as well, yo, put your head down and get through it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Put your chin up.
You got to, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, not everything could be trauma, dog. Like, not everything. I swear to God, bro. I swear, not everything trauma. Because that's like you're trying to tiptoe around, like, what's really your issue. You know what I'm saying? Your issue is yourself, whatever it is. You feel what I'm saying? You could deal with it. Stop being sensitive, though. And I get it. Society today is highly
sensitive. That's us in a culture of being black.
With the whole trauma thing?
Yeah, bro. We don't show that shit.
Yeah, we don't. And I get it. Like, okay.
So
I'm saying, like, I get it in the sense of we don't show it. We don't use resources to help out, you know, whatever it is. And now it's getting oversaturated. Like, okay, therapy this, therapy that, trauma this, trauma that. And I get it. You feel what I'm saying? 1,000%, because we do need the help. But it's like, not everything could be your trauma. Like, there's certain things that, you know, you need to, like, toughen up and, like, just continue moving on with it.
Tough love type shit.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, versus, like, okay, you know what? Yeah, you're right, man. I'm just having a bad day. You know what? That's my trauma right now. Everybody have a bad day, dog. Like,
everybody's entitled to a bad day.
Of course. But, yo, what you going to let your bad day just mess up for the next 20 years of your life? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now. Like, it's certain traumas don't have to be trauma, dog. Like, it's just some shit like, you know what? Let me just tighten
up. Oh, my shit be trauma. Fuck that.
All your shit be trauma?
Yeah, yeah.
So that tattoo on your kneecap, that's trauma right now.
Man, you should have seen me in that bitch.
Boy, you crazy.
Every time I look at it, boy, I go to rubbing that goddamn knee like I'm old.
Hey, tell the camera what's on that, because it was really interesting on like...
Oh, my knee, say unapologetically black.
It was Juneteenth. It was Juneteenth? Yeah, it was just Juneteenth.
Last week.
We ain't see this nigga nowhere.
I was being an activist for my community, goddamn.
See this nigga so well,
one thing about it, two things for sure. I'm fully in tune to my culture because we never got taught our culture in school. So
okay,
a lot of that shit, majority of my tattoos are real shit, dealing with our culture, our struggles, our fucking
for sure,
everything
for
about
sure.
Being black, because shit, if we don't know about our culture, then it's like they taught us bullshit. Oh, they let us see the movie Color Purple Roots.
Oh, what's that other movie with Martin Luther King with the baseball? What's that called?
Some bullshit they showed you in school.
It was like a cartoon, yeah.
Yeah, some bullshit they showed you in school. Some bullshit they want you to believe in when, at the end of the day, nobody ain't gonna never tell you what the real struggle was.
So how you feel about the governor trying to take out that course out of high school? Like, basically our history, like slavery.
He's an idiot. On some real shit, because at the end of the day, you can't teach me what you think I should know.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, we already don't teach our culture already.
Right.
And you want us to learn the bullshit y'all want us to learn.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, teach us about our culture, or because you got to do your own research.
We do. But in the educational system, I feel like, I think from their perspective, they feel like that they... Why we have to keep reminding black folks of their past?
So I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say it with no bleeps involved,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like we set standards for everybody.
Okay.
We athletic. We smart.
Mm-hmm.
we're diverse. When anywhere we go, we can adapt.
For sure.
And the list goes on.
Yeah.
So they can't do what we do.
No.
So it's damn, I wanna jump that high. Remember the movie White Man Can't Jump?
White Man Can't Jump.
I wanna run that fast.
Mm-hmm.
So let's knock them off the earth of education. We ain't gonna tell them nothing about they history.
Mm-hmm. But we cool everything else.
We could incorporate everything else. Mm. But we're not gonna do too much educational shit on their culture.
All right.
So fuck the government. Real shit. Cause I wanna know, and it sucks because I got cheated in school of not knowing the real ancestors. And you ain't tell me my grandma was out there picking kai.
Mm.
You ain't tell me my great grandmother was out there getting whipped.
Well, the question is, do you want to learn that in school?
I would like to know.
Or versus your people's telling you that?
I would like to know the history so I can go back and say, hey, grandma, you was getting slapped in.
That's crazy.
I never got.
I hope he asked your grandma that.
No, bro. But it's the awareness to have conversations like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I got you. I got you. Especially coming up young and stuff like
right.
that.
Right. Yeah. You want me to go say, "Hey, mom, did you see Trump bomb?" Fuck that. I don't want to have those conversations.
I'm bombing them boys over there. I ain't gonna lie.
I want to have financial literacy conversations.
For sure. For sure.
You ain't giving us that. You just want us to talk about the bullshit Trump doing, how him and Elon Musk beefing, and I don't want to know about that shit.
Yeah.
So keep me in my culture. I'm very big on black. That's why I don't throw money in the strip clubs at sisters. That's why I give them a drink and tell them to go on about their way.
Yeah.
I try to teach my son the value of a dollar. Like, regular shit, man.
No, you're right. You're right about that, though.
But y'all boys going to throw that money at them strippers.
Nah, I mean, I'm not. I ain't going to throw that money in no stripper, man. Nah, I ain't doing that. I ain't gonna lie with you.
But, you know, it is what it is. I'm gonna stay unapologetically black. I don't bite my tongue for no man.
So, you know, speaking about money, though, man, there was a clip out there about, what's her name?
Kiki Palmer. Hey, hold on. Shout out to Larry Dog, man. We was in the cigar lounge. Shout out Larry Dog, man.
Larry Dog, crashing out.
Crash out Larry Dog. Shout out Larry, out, man.
Though. But, hey, Larry Dog, hopefully you see this, man. We're linked up. I got your contacts. I'm going to hit you up, dog.
Shout out Larry
Dog.
That
boy really had Charleston White calling him, though.
That boy had Charleston White calling him.
That is crazy.
We in the cigar bar. That boy like this.
Charleston White calling him.
That boy had to take that phone call outside.
Yo, that's crazy, man. But nah, so speaking about money, right? So there was a clip about Kiki Palmer talking about women making more than men, right? I think they use a reference for Oprah Winfrey and what's his name again? Stepman? I think that's the dude who go out. I don't know, whatever it is, but like how you feel about life, like a woman making more than you.
I don't care.
You don't care about that.
No, there's less shit I got to do.
Now, At what point you realize like, oh, I don't really care about that.
Should I been? I never cared.
You never cared.
No, for what?
So you never cared. Like, you know what? That the woman is the man. Breadwinner.
Yeah, let that ego shit go.
So it's an ego thing.
Yeah, it's an ego thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why do I care? Listen, I ain't gonna care that you make more than me. I ain't gonna care that you got the fly shit and I'm still over here holding on to this 98 Honda. I don't care about that.
So there's some females out there that they feel like that, you know, if you ain't got that money, then you can't provide. You dig what I'm saying?
It's on how you spend it. Like, you can make the least amount of money as long as you're not trying to keep up with the Joneses.
That's true.
So as long as you can make 100K and I make 40.
You know what? You know, it was so funny. I was talking to a homegirl, and we was talking about a man who makes more money, right? And or a man who doesn't, you know, at below you, basically.
Right.
And I asked which one you prefer, right? And, of course, she said about the man who makes some money, he could provide, he could do X, Y, and Z. I said, so, okay, how about this? Would you go out with a man who's a good money manager, but doesn't make more than you? Are you cool with that? You think I'm saying? She said, yeah, she's cool with that. As long as the dude could manage his money. You feel what I'm saying? You're making 95K a year, and she's making, he's making, and how much? How much we were making?
36,000 when I left.
We were making 36,000. Well, that's hard to manage though.
But you know what? Though. But real shit, making them 36,000, I understood the concept of money.
Oh no, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
I ain't live beyond my means. Boy, let go out. Boy, not this week.
Not this week. Nah, I'll catch you on the next payroll though.
We can hang out the next check. The next check free.
Yeah. That last check of the month free. Yeah.
Or you get that overtime check.
It was separate though.
Yeah, you get that overtime check.
It was separate.
Shout out to them people, man, that was paying us, taxing us three times a month.
Ooh.
Hurting, boy.
Shout out to Rick Scott, though. He was the governor.
Man, he was doing it. He did his dollar.
Ooh.
He
Rick?
Did his Rick.
What on dollar not, he did? He gave not, us $8.
No, on not paying us. Shout out that shit. But, you know, I think we could, I think you live different when you live beyond within your means, though.
Nah, for sure.
So, man. she can make a meal and I'm going to be all right.
A million?
Yeah, I'm going to be all right, though.
With what, though? All right, with what?
You can make a million, and I make my base salary.
Like 75?
Yeah. What, me making 75?
Yeah.
I can make 50, and I'm going to be all right.
And she got a meal.
Because she going to take, she if she's a real woman.
Okay.
She going to know how to handle up and win.
So that's the difference, though. If she's a real woman, and you know what I'm saying, if she's in tune with herself. And not letting the outside noise be like, you know what? Hey, you know, your man doesn't really make no money than you. You out here making millions. But then again, though, that's a whole nother conversation, because why would a woman...
If she was a real woman, she'll build me up and we build each other and then we'll start our own...
Well, the question is, would a woman be in the same room with a man who's making 50 a year?
Depending on the type of the woman you got.
Yeah.
Bro, sometimes
sometimes
it ain't about the money.
So what is it?
I bet the richest woman is the richest woman is the most disgruntled motherfucking right now as we speak. Cause she's trying to do everything to satisfy her needs.
Most of them but, be single though.
You know why? Cause they ain't find a dude that can go out and make you happy without spending money. They ain't find that, hey, baby, let's go have a picnic on the beach. We ain't got to spend no money. Let's go do X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
She having a good time. She enjoying herself. She finding that laugh like, what's the movie? Deliver Us from Evil. Eva. What's the chick name? Gabrielle Union.
Okay. All right. Gotcha.
She was always uptight. Whoop, whoop, whoop. And then she got that one dude. I think he was working in the kitchen, if I could remember the movie.
Yeah.
Made her happy as all outdoors. He wasn't making shit. She was $100,000 a year.
But I think but that money shit going to definitely come to play within some time though.
Eventually, but if she really in tune.
Oh yeah, so yeah, it don't really count though. It don't really count.
But a lot of these women don't be happy because the money. They want to find that joy from the affection, you know, the minds just going all over the place to really enjoy what they got without having somebody to always down their throat about it.
So, keynote, money really don't bring happiness then?
Fuck no, bring misery.
Is it the key to happiness, or at least the key?
Knowing that you have it at will,
yeah,
but it don't make you happy.
So, but you don't think that's just a propaganda? Like, you really think money don't bring you happiness? Like, right now, if I be like, hey, in that bag right here, there's $10 million. And with all the struggle you have financially, I'm not saying you are struggling, but whatever struggle you have, you don't think that shit gonna bring you a little bit of happiness?
It's gonna bring comfort. Money really never brings happiness. It's knowing you comfortable, because that's all that shit is. It's comfort. Knowing that you ain't got to worry about what your next meal gonna be.
Nigga, I'm happy. Nigga, if I don't have to worry about that, well, I'm good.
But money is will never. It's to me, money gonna always be comfort, because I know I ain't got to worry about. Damn, what the fuck I gotta do today to make a dollar?
Yeah,
I got it.
No, for sure.
But other dudes and other women, some make them happy, but are they really happy? Yeah, you happy for the moment.
Yeah,
but are you happy going down the line? Like, all rich people ain't happy, bro. Because they got all rich people? No, bro. They got so much money, right?
Mm-hmm.
They don't know what to do with it. So they do different shit. They start doing weird shit.
Shout out to Diddy, though.
I ain't want to say my dog's name, but let's say Diddy, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You think he got all the money in the world. He Diddy bop across the stage. He fire motherfuckers. He do everything in the world. He got the money.
Mm-hmm.
You think he was happy just having the money? Nah, he started finding his inner peace.
Which was being a freak.
Being a freak.
Yeah. Which was being a freak. Ain't no wrong with
that. So to answer that, do you think having money brings motherfucker happiness?
You talking about for me?
No, I said motherfuckers.
Oh, motherfuckers.
Money don't bring motherfuckers happiness. Money brings motherfuckers comfort.
Comfort, and what's the word I'm looking for, man? Damn, it's not. It's in my head, but I forgot, man. God damn. But no, I agree with you. The money definitely brings comfort, though. But for me, I mean, comfort is happiness, man. You feel what I'm saying? If I don't have to worry about the next thing, oh, I'm good, man. I'm excited, bro.
So what you saying that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got all the money in the world.
Mm-hmm. Conveniency. Money also brings conveniency, my boy.
That's not convenient. So it's being comfortable.
Hold on, listen.
Convenient is comfortable. You can walk out. Mm-hmm. You know you can walk out right now and get anything you want. What is that? You comfortable with that?
You comfortable, and it also brings convenience because now you can walk into a store.
They're gonna shut the store down because it's Meech.
Oh no, you gotta shut the store down. But I'm saying
that's what they're gonna do.
Right, I mean, this is what I mean. The comfort, yeah. You know what? You're kind of right. The comfort and convenience, it's side by side because if I walk into a store, I don't have to get my phone and check my bank account.
So you're comfortable.
You feel what I'm saying? Like earlier, like right now, tell the people right now what number Forces that is.
This, I ain't gonna lie, this is the ninth pair of Forces in 3 months. The ninth pair.
Now, the man.
I just showed him the pair of my car.
The man got money. So that shows you that you are
comfortable.
And
when I went to go pay for these motherfuckers out of the regular price, shout out to Sneaker Town, by the way.
First of all, how much it was? Because I know Forces $89, right? $89.
Nah, that's like $120
for right now.
Yeah,
Forces
out of Foot Locker is $120.
But yeah, it was crazy.
Shout out to Sneaker Town, G, right? $120
Forces $120 now.
I got nine pair. This make the knife right here.
Man,
this
is
the most I ever paid for Forces for convenient. I paid and I swipe with no problem.
That's where the happiness comes in right there.
I swipe with no problem because I ain't say, damn, let me check my account. Boy, I ain't got 160.
Man.
Because I know I wouldn't do it. Foot Locker? Yeah. Them 120 was easy.
Listen, man.
But I swipe for 160 convenient.
Without checking your account?
Without checking my account.
Yeah. That checking account, that shit brings... No. That brings trauma.
Trauma. Hey, me, boy, you got this one? This one on you?
Yeah, I got you. Hold on. Let me do this Face ID real quick.
hey, Meech, boy, just like the day.
Yeah.
I know I had a few dollars in my pocket, so that's why I said, hey, boy, I got the tab. Don't worry about it. When you opened it,
I said, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. But when I went to that register, I said, God damn, boy, I hope this tab ain't high. but catch me back in 36,000 days, I would have had that. Hey, Meech, boy, I'm out. Boy, you got the tab, right?
Yeah, for sure.
But I'm comfortable now. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got to worry about it. Just like Sunday, I'm going to be very comfortable.
On Sunday?
Yeah.
What's going on Sunday?
I go pick up that Model Y.
Oh, man. This man. Yeah, I forgot. You are a part of the Tesla family now.
Yeah. I'm going to pick up that Model Y. I'm trying to get my dog into the electric shit.
Oh, man. Hey,
shout out to the big homie, man. He sold me. Now I'm trying to sell him.
Yeah, shout out for that. Yeah, Randy, man. What's going on
with
you,
boy? Hey, man. I'm trying to sell my dog into the electric game. Shout out to that shit, dog. He got me. Now I'm trying to add one more to the pot.
I'm thinking about it. I ain't going to hold you, though. Like, today, what you showed me today, though, I ain't going to lie.
Yeah.
I'm fucking with it, though.
Hey, check out the gram, man. I showed my dog how to swivel on the motherfucking Tesla.
On the AC, on the AC tip.
My dog turned that rod wave on and started booming in that bitch. Hey, we in Aventura, but that boy look.
That boy said, this shit got Spotify. That boy put that raw wave I in and turned that bitch
quick.
Up. Oh, I said, damn, this shit bumping.
Hey, let's not talk too much about Elon Musk because some people mad that I turned over to Tesla. You know who you are. Why I got that car. Shit. Less maintenance.
Oh, man. That's crazy, though, bro. Hey, you know, speaking of, you know, today is the day, I think, the last day for Diddy. Is the trial?
Shout out to Diddy, man.
The trial done, basically.
I always told everybody, RICO is too far.
For being freaky.
For being a freak.
You can't be a freak. I mean, you can't get a RICO for being a freak.
And that's the bottom line.
You
know how many motherfucking regular, if Diddy ain't had no money, they wouldn't even hit him with that.
But hold on now. Remember what the guy was saying. He's saying it's not about the whole being a freak, freak offs. It's not about the whole Cassie domestic violence. I mean, I'm not trying to normalize domestic violence, but a lot of motherfuckers go through that. They say it's deep in the rap. They say it's about Ciroc. They say, you know what I'm saying, Ciroc ain't want to cut that check. You feel what I'm saying?
And he probably wanted that check.
So, and I heard it was for some money, not no millions. We're talking about billies.
Some of that chicken.
You think what I'm saying? And guess what? I think within the contract, in order for you
to keep chicken.
Come on now.
You got to promote us. How you going to promote in jail?
You can't promote in jail. You can't do that. You can't promote with this type of case. You think what I'm saying? So you definitely can't be the face of Ciroc no more.
It's over with.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, hey, it says deeper than rap. It's literally deeper than rap, though.
Oh, it's always a backstory.
Always a backstory. Or probably just the shit that he done in the past.
So let me ask you a question. To recap, you think all the dudes that was there for Diddy then, that was close with Diddy, that's, you know, boy, Diddy could call on right now.
Yeah.
You think they still fucking with him now? Before all of the drop charges that he just got, because he got a few drop charges.
He did get a few drop charges.
So yes, Diddy, sir. Man. Diddy innocent for being a freak.
Ooh, hey, if Diddy found out guilty, bro.
The world gonna be mad.
The world will be mad. I think it's gonna be the same way how OJ got off.
But
the reaction. The
if
reaction
Diddy
was.
Got off, y'all gonna hate me for this.
Mm-hmm.
Kells need to get off too.
All right, Kelly?
Yeah. I fuck with Robert Kelly.
The best.
Hey, listen. Look, and he's like, nigga, you please. I bet motherfuckers still listen to R. Kelly right now.
Nah, they is though. They
Nobody
is.
Ain't listening to sure. Diddy, but Diddy having fun. I bet anybody could turn on R. Kelly and they still gonna rock the boots and you do all like, that extra shit.
You feel like R. Kelly like the best R&B singer?
From the 90s? Nigga, was you born in 90? Oh, just, hey, hold up.
This nigga
real,
tripping.
Real recap.
This nigga tripping.
I just found out I'm still a big bro. After 36, I'm a ump. But.
This nigga wildly, nigga.
I honestly feel like Robert Kelly, anybody gonna bump to him any given day.
No, I mean, okay.
Turn on his shit right now, bitch, no, you know word
yeah,
for
yeah.
word.
Okay, when it comes to R. Kelly, when it comes to just music, strictly music. Yes, people still going to the R. Kelly, though.
Of course.
You think I'm saying? But outside of music, the nigga personal life and what he did is just not non-agreeable. Like,
but you got to see what everybody go through in life. He went through some rough shit.
Oh, no, for sure.
Diddy probably went through some shit, too, and just expressed it different.
So you have sympathy for the boys?
Empathy. So I ain't sympathizing with that shit is empathy.
Oh, no, for sure. We definitely ain't sympathizing with that.
So, there's a lot of shit that people, because we, as people, we don't really know other people.
You know what? Hey, you know what? I want to tap into this because I'm going off. I'm just going off the chart right now. When it come down to the R. Kells and the Diddies and stuff like that. Because I know. When we, you know, not like a lot of people when they're younger, they the trauma they face is from like family members, in the sense of touching them and stuff like that.
Facts.
And of course, it bleeds over when they get older. In the sense of how they are sexually. they start trying things because of that past trauma. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That lustful devil. You know what I'm saying? That lustful devil is real. I'm not gonna lie. And we seen that in real time though, bro. You know what I'm saying? That shit is like, it's coming up consistently where people who've been molested or touched, you know, as you know, as kids and stuff like that, and when they get older, the actions that they're pouring out to these other people is just like crazy.
Is a flashback of what was done to them.
Isn't that crazy though?
So they think it's normal. Because they were younger, they were too young to see that shit wasn't normal. But now you become an adult and you think that shit normalized to the regular person, which is, it doesn't.
It's not normal.
But
it's definitely normal for sure.
That's all you know because it's been done to you. So you think it's normal to do it to other people. It's a fucked up, it's an illness.
It is, and it's illness and it's a cycle that's just coming around though. Over and over again. You got these quote unquote uncles, you know what I'm saying?
The worst dudes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they just, and I'm seeing it now, like on social media, because, you know, everybody's sharing they traumas and stuff like that. And I'm seeing the pattern of, like, bro, the people who got, you know what I'm saying, like back in the day when they was kids and stuff like that, now they come into today's world and they expressing their sexual needs, it's like, damn, okay, hold on. You off the wall. Like you off the, you know, I'm off the ropes a little bit. You think what I'm saying? And like, it's like, how do you I mean, of course, people gonna say you need to see God for that. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, you don't see God for that.
So
that's
what
some
it
shit
is.
You need to see the judge.
The judge
needs to send your ass for being a You seek the judge for shit.
But
like,
can you blame them though?
Listen, man. Anybody that fuck off with thinking that shit cool in that aspect, nah. Seek the judge. Just go turn yourself in.
The person who's doing it.
Yeah. Seek the judge, mm-hmm. Because if the law don't get you first, I'm on your ass.
Oh man.
I'm the law. I'm gonna take that shit in my own hands. and it's crazy that we have to
endure
shit like that.
Yeah. Yeah, not for sure.
And think
sure.
That shit normal to when you do shit like that.
It's not even to speak on the male perspective, like I remember back then but seeing from other people, like, it was cool that If I was 16, 17, it was cool to tell the guys, like, yeah, I just messed with a 28-year-old or a 30-year-old and stuff like that.
Well, shit, shout out to that, because I always wanted to fuck with my teachers.
You know what I'm saying? But like later on that we don't know, like, yo, that shit kind of like put, you know what I'm saying, it put something in us. You feel me? Spiritually, it put something in us.
Of course.
That it just, it's uncontrollable sometimes.
Yeah.
You think I'm saying? All of a sudden, you doing what's that shit called? BSDM? Am I saying it right?
I don't know what the fuck that is.
Like tying bitches up?
What?
Yeah, I thought you do that.
Man, listen. What the fuck? People do that? Man, that's some weirdo shit, man. Like, what the fuck is that?
put the latex on.
Man, that's crazy.
Put the latex
crazy
on
in
and
bed.
Stuff like that.
No, sir. Fuck no.
No. But I'm just saying, though, like for guys, like, they thought it was cool, though. You know what I'm saying? Like right now, we be seeing these teachers. We don't see them in Florida, though. Out of state, up north, right? These white teachers. You know what I'm saying? They mess around with these 15-year-old, 16-year-old kids in high school.
I ain't telling. I always wanted that shit for me.
And these kids always be telling, though.
I wanted that shit for me. I ain't gonna lie. It was one teacher I had. Boy, she would have did anything in that nature, boy. Oh,
bro.
I'm going to the dough with that shit. Boy,
listen, though.
Y'all gonna be looking at me like, why that boy always going to miss XYZ
man,
class?
Listen.
Shit. But only if you knew. You feel me?
But listen, though. But you don't want it. But that's the thing, though. Like, 10 years from now, 15 years from now, yo, that same dude who just got clapped by that teacher, like, guess what he gonna do, man?
Nah.
Oh, shit.
Nah.
You my
pro. He going to go for old head.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to tell you this.
He
might go for old head because guess what? That's what he know now. He see older women attracted to him.
Yeah.
So why not? Why I want to go for something less than the old head? A Jaguar.
Because you're talking about because of your experience.
Right. I got a Jaguar, a cougar got a hold to me at a young age. So guess what? Now I'm into this because this what I see. Mm. Like, I know this old lady gonna take care of me type shit. Cause that's what teachers do. They nourish you into like you're a baby all over again.
So because you talk about the Jaguar. So what's your age gap, dog? Like what's the furthest you'll go in the sense of age when it comes down for a woman?
Want me to get a PR stunt or you want me to get real life?
Let me get that real life, man.
If you 16, you look good, I'm gonna clap you. Hey, listen. Hold up. Let me explain, bro. Cliff, don't lie. Hey, JB, check it out now. I'm waiting to meet. Stop laughing.
Go ahead, bro. Bruh,
some of the older women look way younger than these young women. Some of these young women look like they got a hard life because they trying to keep up. hey, real shit. Some 60 women, 60 year olds don't look like they 60 now. 16. Hey, bro.
Josu.
Start with the bullshit.
How old your mom is, man?
Ah, this nigga here, man. Hey, but real shit. Some older women don't look that old. Some of these younger women look like they had a hard life.
No.
Gee.
No, listen. No. That's true though. That's true though. Hey, well, first of all, have you been seeing online with these face balancing?
Nah.
Like these females going
to scratch their skin or some shit?
Nah, they putting Botox. They doing the lip fillers and stuff like that, and like they balancing the face. You know, some girls or even guys. Ooh, excuse me. Lazy eye, woo-doo, shit like that, bro. The before and after pictures looking crazy.
Once again. Some of the older women look better than the younger women.
No, I agree.
Naturally.
I agree with that, though.
No nothing. No surgery, no Botox, lip filler.
I agree
bro,
with that.
But I want a natural woman. Like, I don't want all that extra curriculum shit you just did to yourself. So that brings like, the cougar rate up to, like, a 7.5.
60 is crazy though, man.
Right, but if you look at some 60, from 60 to I want to say 45.
Oh, okay.
They look damn good.
Nah, for sure.
If you go, I agree. Now say you start dating a chick, some chicks. Uh-huh. Some chicks 25 look like they 70. Like from the hard life they done live. Like, motherfucker, you just got off on your own.
Yeah. You stressing.
Why you stressed already?
You stressing too much.
You jumping from job to job. Now you got gray hair.
Mm.
At 25. I just started getting gray hair at 30. Yeah, 32.
Yeah. I'm almost grayed out, coach. I ain't gonna lie.
But I think my gray come from...
Wisdom.
Hard shifts.
Okay.
Pulling 16s and not sleeping and
hanging out.
That's what my grade. But some of these women, they grade from trying to keep up with Facebook, Instagram.
They gonna die over that shit.
Yeah, bro. So I'm gonna take me a old Jaguar instantly.
That boy killed me with that one, though. I ain't gonna hold you. That was hilarious, bro. Bro,
some 60-year-olds look good. I don't give a fuck. I can tell my truth, shit.
Nah, 60 a little bit, you know.
Bro, some women at 60 don't look. Some women at 60 don't look 60.
If you
60 and you look like you 50, that's damn good. Bruh, black don't crack.
No, black don't crack, but I ain't cracking no 60.
Man, fuck that. I'm cracking.
I ain't cracking no 60-year-old.
Black
though.
Don't crack, bro. So, okay, let's convert back. So a 60-year-old come to you. She wealthy. Got her shit
You
got
to make that money.
Mm-hmm. Got her shit made, and she promised you a great great, great future. Well, you might quit your job today.
I need to know the ins and outs.
Baby, I'm guaranteeing you a great future. From this moment on, I'm guaranteeing you a great future without having to go to work, clock in 9 to 5.
I'm a type of nigga, I want to see numbers.
Man, I'm promising you a great future, and you ain't got to clock in 9 to 5. She already going to throw you a bag already.
Just, already.
You ain't going to crack? All right, bullshit. You ain't even got to breathe out loud. Any man going to crack. Cliff, you ain't cracking?
Bullshit. Oh, man. 60-year-old.
Woo. But JB, you cracking? Bullshit. I guess that's a.
Hey, so hold on. So listen, man. Let me get off that real quick.
Yeah, cause you fuck about. I'm about to walk the fuck out.
No, nah, listen.
Talking about my 60-year-old shit.
Nah, cause we're clipping that one. We're definitely clipping that crazy. One. So hey, so you know we had on Instagram on my page and of course Lit Talk podcast page, we had you know put on a little post saying that you know whatever question you guys got for us. We'll answer them for you. And so we're going to read through them right now. It's a couple. More than a couple, but we're going to answer them for sure.
Let's do a 2-minute time clock on answering some of them.
Okay, cool. How about that? You ready for this one? I like this one right here. Let me see. Hold on. No. All right, how about this one? Why should a man have to provide before he's loved?
Because a woman always want to feel secure, so they look for security, shit. All women go in relationships for security.
Yeah.
So if you could show me you can provide, then I might love you.
So money.
And that's the fucked up part of life. Also, why you can't love me before I provide?
Because they want to see that money.
Why you can't cook for me before I buy grocery?
Or why you can't clean before I do everything?
So women just always want to feel that lock-in of security.
Before they love.
Before they try to love you because they've been probably fucked up in the past before. So,
But let's say if they've not, never if been they're fucked, not up. Fucked up in the past.
Yeah, they just want to feel a sense of security.
Yeah. I
always.
Agree.
That's all. That's the most sense of security.
Okay, another question. Why are men intimidated by independent women?
Why some men? Because I ain't intimidated, shit. I love me an independent woman. Like Jay came and this bitch tried to move the table by herself.
Jay, come on, cut it out.
She came and that bitch tried to move a 70-pound table.
Cut it out.
And realized she, hey, because she wasn't coming outside to ask for help. Mm. She was in a bit moving shit around.
Nah.
But I ain't gonna lie. I love that though.
That's cool, but.
Because she ain't need me, she ain't need none of us to come in here and say, oh, you want me to move it? Because I was finna come get one of y'all, so she ain't got to, oh, I got this. That's dumb love, because you ain't looking for nobody to do shit for you.
Nah, you're lying, though. But so, you know what? The intimidation by an independent woman, though. I mean, me personally, I'm not intimidated at all. But I feel like it's a... So, peep this, though. I was having a conversation with a coworker, right? And I was telling him about, like, how I talk to other females, and they
was it a woman coworker?
No, it was a guy.
I often say, I told you this once before...
No,
your coworkers can't get
it was a guy. It was a guy, and we was talking about how these females I be talking to, right? You know, friends and stuff like that. They're always involving themselves with an insecure man, right? And his point, he made a point, is it's not about me being insecure, right? Because Females will label anything that's insecure. Oh, if he calls me 10 times or 5 times or whatever, or if he always asks me where I'm at, where my location at, or if I be like, hey, that dress that you're wearing, I don't think that dress is appropriate for you to go out. Females is going to label that's an insecure dude, right? But he was like, yo, it's not about me being insecure. It's me voicing my feelings. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, you want a negative voice from female. You want to do the voice how I feel about whatever it is you're doing. You think what I'm saying? But I feel like a lot of females, they be like, nah, he's insecure and stuff like that. But on the flip side, they be with an insecure man for years. Be with him and all. He be doing some weird shit. You think what I'm saying? Like if a female go at it and clap up Cliff and hug Cliff, you know, for maybe 1 second long.
Hey, what you doing?
What you doing?
Who that nigga is?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Now I got my guards up.
Yeah, but
I seen that shit like on the dude was on a cruise. Mm. He wasn't wrong for spazzing out though. Mm-hmm. I don't pay for your cruise. And you out here at the bar giving another dude your number?
Well, the number's crazy though.
Yeah, that was crazy.
But at least give the Instagram.
But women always try to portray dudes as insecure when it's certain shit. But let us do it.
Oh, we insecure, coach. We not, you know what I'm saying? We not manly enough. What you mean? I'm just voicing my opinion.
And we having like a conversation. So nah, she done turned that conversation. She beat you mad. Make it make sense. It was a conversation. So when you got mad, did I hit a nerve?
It's always like that though, bro.
Did that shit it zipped you a little bit?
So which one is it though? Is it wrong for a dude to not voice his feelings versus a dude be like, you know what, I'm cool with it. Like whatever, you can let that shit ride out. Like
for certain people with certain shit, because I'm always voice my opinion. But no matter if you like it or not. Mm. You can say what the fuck you want to say, but I'm gonna tell you like, fuck you got going on.
You doing too much.
Yeah, and I'm gonna leave it at that. Now, if you want to OD that shit and get loud with me,
oh yeah, you going over.
It is what it is.
You going overboard right now. All right, so next question, real quick. I think I like this one right here though. This is hilarious. Nah, I'm not gonna talk about this one. It's just crazy talk. Okay, why would ladies, this is a question, why would ladies set expectations for men and men go ahead and lead them on knowing that their intentions is on doing them wrong?
Repeat that.
I had kind of freestyled a bit. So why when ladies set expectations for men and men go ahead and lead them knowing that they're going to do wrong?
I'm going to tell you. Like I tell anybody else, mm-hmm. don't go into no situation with expectations.
Hey, bingo.
Because your expectations are always going to fuck you up.
Why? But you know what? That's the thing. Why do like...
Because...
Females.
They want to say what I got at home.
What, everybody else?
No, women. Like, females. Like, okay. They want to go around their girls bragging because, you know, terrible. He met my expectations and whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop. Nah, baby, don't go into shit with expectations. We're going to always lead you stop
doing
wrong.
That. You got to stop doing that, yeah.
Ladies gotta so go in every that. Situation with a peace of mind without expectations.
Is that the tip for the ladies right there?
That's the tip for you. Do not go into a relationship with an expectation.
Mm. That's a good one right there, my boy. This is another question right here. It's a crazy question. Should a woman be naturally submissive? Naturally.
It's a culture thing.
A culture thing?
Yeah.
Where the culture come from?
Every culture is different. A black woman ain't finna... Some black women.
American women
ain't gonna be submissive off top.
Off top?
Off top, nah. Haitian women, submissive off top.
For sure.
Even though they want to be alpha female, they are very submissive.
Yeah, I agree on that, man.
Jamaican women? Fuck no.
Nah.
It ain't shit about them being gonna be submissive. Shit, hell nah.
Nah, I can't agree to that though.
You can't agree?
Bold lady Jamaican.
You can't agree?
Nah, bold lady submissive though. I ain't gonna lie. Oh, bold lady Jamaican.
You can't agree to that.
Well, you talking about the majority?
I'm just saying women, Jamaican women, period. Like, you probably got a 3% ratio that Jamaican women are submissive.
How about them Spanish?
Man, Spanish women would cut the fuck out of you, bud.
Oh, shit.
They go through their spurts.
Oh,
right. Being submissive women.
Nah.
Well, Jay, what are you? So Jay might be submissive.
She is. No, I can tell she is.
Are you, Jay?
Yay!
It always depends.
I feel like a woman, an actual woman, like to be taken care of. Oh, no, 1,000%. Security.
Security. Yeah. And if they don't get it, and she just made a point. Mm-hmm. If they don't feel that security, why be submissive to a dude that don't give a fuck?
Nah, for sure.
And I feel like some very small percentage of black women are that way. Like if I don't feel no security or I feel at peace, why be submissive to you?
So let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question for a guy. What's your security coming from a woman?
Babe, if you got security coming from a woman, you got a problem.
No.
The fuck?
No, I'm saying though, like, okay, like you said, like in order for a woman to submit, to put in towards a man, right, we have to have that security, right? In order for us to put in towards a female, X, Y, and Z, what's that? What's that security that we need?
To put in, to pour into
her. Pour into a female. What is it?
It could be numerous of reasons why you're going to pour into somebody. So it all depends on what you're looking for because everybody ain't the same.
That's true. So right now, for this pod right now, what are you looking for? And I'll tell you what I'm looking for. But
what you looking for? Because you probably looking for something else. Shit. Don't put that shit on me. I'm looking for something different.
I think for me, though, me personally, for me to put, put back in into a woman, I mean, I know how to cook, right? I said it to my granny at the table, about cooking, whatever. But no, I think, bro, If I can talk to you, if I can communicate and I can express to you without no judgment, you feel what I'm saying? And you give me that, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey.
We listen and we don't judge type conversation.
Oh, yeah. I that's my security, coach. You feel what I'm saying?
I can say that because a little bit because I'm not going to lie. I like to have a conversation about different shit. Like, I could talk shit.
Right.
But if you one of the women that always talking about you want to go to Subies to get a 36-inch and you want to go to Vegas when you know you can't go to Vegas on your own dime. And
right.
I don't want to have no conversation. I ain't got shit for you.
So when it comes down to a woman, right, do you feel like every conversation you want to have with a woman, you feel like the woman should be relatable to every conversation you have?
Majority. And if you don't know it, bitch, you better go look it up. Go do the research. Because if you already see how I'm coming with conversations, because I don't want to talk about bullshit every day.
No.
I want to talk about the political world a little bit.
Yeah.
I want to talk about real life shit that's going on in life.
Sports, shit like that.
She ain't going to. If you prissy, you ain't going to really talk about sports like
that. Nah, there's some girls that they know about sports.
I said some.
Yeah.
So it'd be the difference of the totality of it. So, it is what it is. I'm gonna say I just like to have a conversation.
For sure.
And if you could keep me, if you could keep a conversation without talking about materialistic shit, you got me.
That materialistic boy, I tell you, boy.
The material of things in life, women are crazy over, and I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, nah, for sure, not definitely, man.
So quick off that, off beyond the pad. Uh-huh. So I was having this conversation at work, and they was talking about what was the text message I sent y'all the other night?
The bare minimum and princess treatment. Yeah.
So with that being said, what would be...
What's the difference?
Yeah.
Between bare minimum. And we talking about in the sense of taking care of a female.
Your girl.
Yeah.
What's the bare minimum and what's princess treatment? Do you think sending your girl food sending your girl food while she at work, is that bare minimum or princess treatment?
I'll say that's bare minimum.
That's bare minimum.
I'll say bare minimum.
Yeah, like that's so, if she's hungry, that's just something that.
If she's hungry, she called me, she's hungry, that's just something I gotta do.
I agree to that.
Yeah. Princess treatment would be like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Let me go ahead and take care of you. You
think princess what I'm saying? Treatment is, hey, I got a dress waiting for you.
Yeah.
We going out at 8.
For sure.
Be dressed by the time I got
home. You ain't got nothing else but you just walk.
That's it.
Walk and sit down and talk.
That's real treatment.
That's princess treatment for sure.
But motherfuckers say princess treatment is getting a bit of nails done.
Nah, that ain't. That's bare minimum.
That's bare minimum.
I'll just say minimum. Bare sounds a little bit, ugh.
Like certain shit, and that's what future-wise mess up a lot of good dudes, though. Because some dudes see shit as being wifey material, wife princess treatment. Mm-hmm. And some dudes, like, for us, that's bare minimum.
Yeah.
But some dudes like, hell no, I ain't doing that. So it's going it fucks up the cycle.
No, it does, though, for sure.
Nah, oh, my last dude did.
Comparison, what's the saying? Comparison is a thief of joy. Something like whatever it is. Oh, I forgot. Forgot the saying.
I don't know what the fuck he talking about.
Yeah, my bad. You feel what I'm saying? Well, listen, we're going to wrap it up today. Episode 7, Lit Talk Podcast. Again, Sam is not here. But we held it down for him.
We tried to hold it down as much as possible. Nobody greasy today.
Nobody greasy today. You feel what I'm saying? That boy was greasy on that Houston trip, though.
Oh, that boy was greasy still? Hey, Sam, big ups. You ain't only greasy in Miami.
You greasy in Houston. Hey, listen, though, real quick. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok. We also on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You think I'm saying? And this is it, man. Episode 7.
Wrap it up.
Yep. Gone.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Damn, that boy was greasy in Houston. Damn.
Greasy in Houston.